President Nixon's loyal secretary has died at the age of 87. NPR's Libby Lewis reports on the life of Rose Mary Woods.
No matter where the truth lies, Rosemary Woods will be remembered for the infamous 18-and-a-half-minute gap in one of the Watergate tapes. Not because she erased it, but because she said she'd erased only part of it, by mistake.
I think she probably believed that she had.
John Dean was White House counsel.
I think when she got the tape, it had already been erased.
There's that famous photo of her, trying to demonstrate how she could have accidentally erased it. It's known as the Rosemary Stretch. She was a stand-up woman, Dean says, and an ideal secretary. She could decipher Nixon's handwriting. She was very discreet. She was a formidable gatekeeper who knew who should get access to him and who shouldn't. And, Dean says, the tapes show that Rosemary Woods had intimate knowledge about the Watergate scandal. For example, Dean remembers the day he warned Nixon about the cancer on the presidency and told Nixon the Watergate burglars wanted hush money.
And the president said, well, how much will it cost? And I said, it could cost $1 million. And the president said to me, well, John, I know where we can get that. As soon as I left the office, he went in to see Rosemary and asked her if she had any money. Got picked up on the taping machine.
Woods couldn't help her boss there, but she was helpful in many other ways. William Safire was in the Nixon White House as a speechwriter. Safire says Woods was a secret poet. She turned his prose into phrasing that painted a picture on the page.
And you would read it, and it was like reading E.E. Cummings.
Safire says it's unfortunate Woods will be remembered for those 18-and-a-half minutes.
She wasn't involved in a cover-up. She was involved in being loyal and fighting for her boss.
After she left the White House, Woods moved back to Ohio, where she was born, and lived an intensely private life. In a statement, Nixon's daughters, Julie Nixon Eisenhower and Tricia Nixon Cox, called Rosemary Woods a cherished friend. They said they would not forget how she served her country with unswerving loyalty and dedication. Libby Lewis, NPR News.